This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 23rd of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather today is pleasant across most of Israel. Jerusalem enjoys a sunny afternoon, while Tel Aviv sees a warm breeze. In Haifa, clouds are gathering, but it's still a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, coming in now, 3 killed as an East Jerusalem family feud erupts into gunfire and Molotov cocktail attacks. One person died in the incident, and Israeli security forces shot and killed 2 others. Also from Ynet in the last few minutes, Israeli security officials warn the West Bank is on the verge of explosion amid extremist violence. Senior officers say this diverts an overstretched IDF as illegal outpost evacuations fuel clashes. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom, Iran's Supreme National Security Council head threatens countries joining the U.S., calling them enemies. Iran warns regional countries, saying it will harm their interests and disrupt alternative oil shipping routes to the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, reported by Mariv earlier today, a dramatic threat from Turkey to Israel. Former Turkish naval chief Cem Gurdeniz warns of a total conflagration reminiscent of the eve of World War II. And finally, from JTA, the remains of the last Israeli soldier missing from the first Lebanon War's Sultan Yaqub battle have been found. Yehuda Katz was a 22-year-old tank gunner and yeshiva student when he was killed 44 years ago. Here's what people are saying online. From X, the latest. C14 English reports that Iranian hackers forced a UK power generator offline for 4 days, marking the first successful Iranian-linked shutdown of a British facility. British officials keep the site's name confidential for security reasons. Meanwhile, Visegrad 24 shares that Iran's top military commander claims the country's war against the US demonstrates that Islam can be made to rule the world. Ahmad Vahidi of Iran's IRGC asserts that Iran's forces have weakened the heavily armed US military. And I-24 News English reports that British power plants were shut down for 4 days following an Iranian cyber attack, with more details available on their live blog. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report. Earlier this hour, a violent family dispute in East Jerusalem escalated dramatically. Molotov cocktails and gunfire led to chaos, with one family member killed. Israeli security forces intervened, resulting in the deaths of 2 others. This incident highlights ongoing community tensions and the challenges faced by security forces in maintaining order. Turning to Ynet's report, Israeli security officials sound an alarm over the West Bank situation. Extremist violence is rising, straining the IDF's resources as they juggle illegal outpost evacuations and clashes. This warning reflects deepening instability in the region, with significant implications for security and peace efforts. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom covers Iran's escalated rhetoric. Iran's Supreme National Security Council threatens countries aligning with the U.S., indicating potential regional conflicts. They also threaten to disrupt oil routes, which could impact global markets and increase regional tensions. In a related development from Mariv, Turkey's former naval chief issued stark warnings to Israel. He suggests a conflict on a scale reminiscent of pre-World War II tensions. This reflects growing regional volatility and the potential for broader confrontations. Finally, JTA reports the discovery of Yehuda Katz's remains from the First Lebanon War. Katz was missing for 44 years, and his discovery closes a painful chapter for his family and the nation. This brings some resolution to families affected by the conflict's lingering mysteries. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that Naftali Bennett faces skepticism as he makes new promises to reduce the cost of living. His previous tenure as Minister of Economy saw limited success in this area, casting doubt on the feasibility of his current pledges. Separately, from Katek, Munich Re is acquiring Israeli cyber insurance startup AtBay in a deal worth hundreds of millions. This acquisition highlights the growing importance of cyber insurance and security technologies in global markets. And finally, Walla Business shares that Netflix founder Reed Hastings predicts AI advancements will allow CEOs to significantly reduce their workforce. He suggests that AI could become 32 times more powerful in the next 5 years, creating dramatic shifts in productivity and employment landscapes. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 10 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.